Dying, Christ destroyed our death. Rising, Christ restored our life. And Christ will come again in glory. As in baptism, Patricia Hughes put on Christ. So in Christ may Pat be clothed in glory. Here and now, friends, we are God's children. What we shall be has not yet been revealed, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And those who have this hope in Him purify themselves even as He is pure. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of hell and death. Because I live, you shall live also. Friends, these are truths. We have gathered here to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Pat Hughes. And we come together in grief, that's true, but we also come together in celebration. And so today may God grant us grace and peace. In the pain we feel, may we find comfort. In the sorrow we feel, may we find hope. And in the face of human death, let us remember our share in the resurrection. Patricia Ann Hughes was born to Emma and Leo Ray on August 6, 1932, in Sabine Pass, Texas, where she lived with her husband Bill Hughes until he retired. And they moved to Palestine, Texas, where they resided until 1999. Pat moved to Splendora, Texas, and resided there with her daughter until she went to be with the Lord at 4:45 p.m. on January 24th, 2017. Pat was preceded in death by her parents and her siblings, her husband, Bill Hughes, and her companion, John Schweitzer. She is survived by her children, Melody Ferguson, Linda Biggs and her husband Joe, Beverly Pierce and her husband John, and Gary Hughes. She had 5 grandchildren and their spouses and 13 great-grandchildren. She was a faithful member of this church, Countryside United Methodist, and she also was faithful to Caney Creek Cowboy Church. She was a light to all who knew her, and she will be greatly missed. See, there are those rare and beautiful souls. You know the people I'm talking about. Rare and beautiful souls who enter our experience and touch us in some meaningful way. There are those souls who shine light into our day-to-day experience with their sweet and peaceful spirits. Those rare souls, when we see them or think about them, we can't help but smile. Because they seem to float above the muck and the mire of hardship and circumstances. With this certain peaceful, quiet grace and charm And Pat Hughes was one of those rare souls. Now, every Sunday, she would greet me with a kiss on the cheek and tell me she loved me. It made me feel special, but I could see her doing it to just about everybody in the church. She would do that to most everyone she would greet because that was Pat's heart. Full of the love of Jesus, full of the love of his people. From a pastor's perspective, doing a service like this for someone like Pat is both melancholy and joyful all at the same time. It's melancholy because heaven's gain is a loss that every one of us is feeling right at this moment. Pat was a rare soul. And her absence will no doubt be heartfelt by all of us gathered here for some time to come. But it's also joyful. It's joyful because there is not a shred of doubt in anyone's mind out here as to the celebration that is taking place in heaven right now on her behalf. And we're going to join in. At every passing of every justified, saved soul like Pat, from this life into the life eternal, we have an opportunity to gather together and celebrate with the heavenly host. And also to share the good news of the gospel with everyone that's gathered here. To speak publicly about how the only way that each of us gets to have this kind of a joyous celebration is through the way made for us by Jesus Christ. When we gather for these celebrations of the life of a saint, a believer in Christ, like Patricia Hughes, we are all witnesses to the redeeming, resurrecting power of Jesus, and all who have ears to hear can hear that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. The rare, spirit-filled hearts of the Pats of this life bear witness to all of us that life, I'm talking abundant life, continues into the eternal future for those that know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And so while we will miss her here, we can thank God for Pat Hughes. I thank God that he chose to share her with us. I thank God that as Pat demonstrated on a daily basis, that meekness is indeed not weakness, and that truly blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall indeed see God. Would you pray with me? God of us all, your love never ends. When all else fails, you still are God. We pray to you for one another in our need and for all anywhere who mourn with us this day. To those who doubt, give light. To those who are weak, give strength. To all who have sinned, give mercy. To all who sorrow, give your peace. Father, keep true in us the love with which we hold one another. And in all our ways we trust you. And to you, with your church on earth and in heaven, we offer honor and glory, which is yours alone, now and forevermore. Amen.